Does it make you feel good to know that this business that you have is so part of the spirit of Tulsa, so embedded in the very fiber of our community, that when you name iconic businesses, Coney Island is right there?
Makes me feel very good. The reasoning that we have kept up for 85 years is due to fantastic customer base. I think the people in Tulsa have really looked out for us, helped us to survive. We've been written up in the newspaper I don't know how many times. The mayor came to the birthday party and gave us a proclamation. We have that right over the cash register, so we're very proud of that. We have been looking out for the people, and they've been looking out for us. So it's a good combination.
The recipe that you use in that downtown store is not duplicated in any other Coney store in Tulsa. Is that true?
True up to a point. Basically the same, but there is one group of spices that we call sweet spices. One of them would be, let's say, cinnamon, and then two or three others. Apparently, they didn't find that to be any great importance. So the exact formula is slightly different. It's correct up to the point where you commit to the sweet spices. Nutmegs and so on and so forth, those are out. I don't know why.
You mean in the other?
In the other places.
And you've kept to that?
Oh, yes. Those are very strong spices. I mean, you put that into the chilies, and you have a very special taste to it. In fact, even after you finish, you notice them. Spices are just not what people think as being hot. That's not it. It's the total flavoring. That's what's so important.
Again, the recipe you're using, you've stuck to the basic.
That's right.
The other stores could, if they wanted to, of the six.
Yes, but apparently at one time it was costing a lot to get those particular spices made separately. That's why they didn't use them, and apparently people didn't notice it or something. And they said, as long as people are not hollering about it, let's keep it like it is.
Is your recipe put together in your store, or is it put together off-premise?
It's put together in Texas. We used to be in Maryland. Before that, we were in Illinois. Other companies were doing it. In other words, we'd have an agreement that they can't reveal what amounts they're using. Very strong agreements. This particular one is out of San Antonio, Texas. They do everything for us, the mixing and everything else. Plus, they're using all the correct spices. The sweet spices also included in that.
So not to belabor the point, but like the Jim's Coney Island are not privy to your recipe at all?
Well, Jim worked there. He had seen generally what we were doing, but as being exact, no.
Because you have a patent on it.
We don't have a patent on that. We have an agreement with the people that are making the spices, but not a patent. In fact, you don't want to have that patent.
Why don't you want to have that patent?
Because that would become public knowledge.
Okay. Right. And, so it's a secret recipe that will remain
secret.
Secret.
Yes.